NRL Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. Topsport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same-game multi. Gamble responsibly.
Let's go to Sunday. We've got Bulldogs up against the Tigers. Bailey Biondi Odo comes into the halves. Kyle Flanagan, he's been pushed out of the side again. Falakiko Manu and Jaden Ockenbaugh had a bad night with his hands. Nick Meaney and Corey Allen swapped. Should have swapped after 2.5 minutes of the game on the weekend. Tiu Manapanai and Napa are there. Katoa onto the bench for the Tigers. Moses Emboy, no surprise. He's been named at fullback in the absence of Dane Laurie. Michael Cheekam into the centres. There you go. No more passes for Kenny Mamalo. Tamo and Makaeli are back. Twall and Offahengawe back to the bench, and Sini and Tuolungi onto the bench as well. Tuki Simpkins misses out. How do you see it, Tristan?
It's a tricky one to price. I've been quite bullish of the Bulldogs the last few weeks, but I was pretty disappointed in the effort against the Titans. I thought they had the opportunity there to be really competitive, and they obviously weren't. And then we know what the Tigers are doing, so I'm finding it's a really tricky game to assess. At the moment, it's $2.65 the Dogs, $1.50 the Tigers, and the line's 6.5. Money both ways at the moment. That quote, 52.5, the total points. One of the boys in our office is a massive Doggies fan, and you can hear him bark when he comes up the corridor, and he's very, very, very excited about Bailey Biondi Odo making his debut. He's got massive raps on him, so that's what I think. There's a bit of excitement. I think it's right for the Doggies to pull the trigger on someone here and try to build towards next season, where obviously we know they're bringing a number of players into that side. The Tigers will be so disappointed with their loss last week. They're still within touching, or they were very much within touching distance of the eight, and it was such a huge loss to them. It just depends how they back up after that disappointment. Obviously, Dane Laurie's been so key at the back for them this year, and he's gone. But Moses Emboy, pretty suitable replacement. Adam Dewey, we know how good he's been. So it'll be interesting. I think the first 10-15 minutes might tell the story here, but 6.5 at the moment is the line.
Oh, it's an absolutely ugly game, isn't it? I mean, the Bulldogs have just got periods of just horrible playing, and most of it was last week. The Titans are not that good to put 34 points through them. You know, they had periods a week before where they were just disgraceful in defence against the Sharks. They really miss Luke Thompson as an out at the moment. But the Tigers, dear oh dear, that was just a disgraceful loss last week. The Warriors had up to 10 players out. They led by 10 and got run down. I thought they showed absolutely nothing in terms of courage or gumption or attitude in that second 40. And we've got a line here between the worst team at the bottom of the table of only 6.5 against the Tigers. I mean, that's just an embarrassment for the Tigers. For mine, I mean, on paper, it should be another 10. There's one of the three of us in this conversation absolutely lapping up how the Tigers have gone this year, because he'll order a new Mercedes when the season finishes after all of those minor premiership bets at the handicap. I think the Tigers maybe win. I probably won't watch the game.
They'll cover -6.5. They'll win this game. They've got the Bulldogs again. They've still got the +19 points in the minor premiership market. Anyway, Tigers to win that one.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.